Yes, sir.
As the governor takes his seat around a conference table for a presentation on the compact and a chance to hear from the employees whose jobs hang in the balance, he and tribe leaders engage in a little chit-chat about what comes next.
But anyway, welcome. Hopefully you got some good news for us today.
But while the governor insists the agreement is the best thing for the state, he stops short of delivering the good news tribe members are hoping for.
As you know, the process is that we worked hard with y'all to get this signed, and we did, but now it's up to the legislature. It's over $3 billion over 7 years, $3 billion over 7 years. And it continues after that. The last compact was around $1 billion.
Scott says to him, jobs are one of the most important pieces of the proposed gambling agreement. He says getting the state, in his words, back to work has been his goal since 2010.
This compact that I know the Simo and my office worked hard to make sure happened will have a positive impact on job growth. My understanding, if it's not renewed, then it would impact about, 3,500 jobs? 3,600 jobs. And if it is approved by the legislature, would add about 4,500 direct and indirect, 4,800, I guess, direct and indirect permanent jobs, and another 14,500 direct and indirect construction jobs.
During his visit, Scott heard from Seminole Casino employees like Patricia Rodriguez, who say they're worried about what will happen if the legislature doesn't approve the compact. Rodriguez, who is a table games manager, was overcome by emotions when she told Scott about the opportunities her job with the tribe has afforded her.
This company has given me the opportunity to provide for my children, roof, clothes.
Have you changed jobs?
What?
Have you had the same job the whole time, or have you changed?
No, well, I have been promoted within. This is a great thing about this company. Anywhere else, there's no opportunity for growth. I have been able to grow here. So, and I continue to hope so and stay here for a long time.
Yeah, 2008, it was hard to get a job in Florida.
Anywhere in the country.
Yeah.
So, anywhere in the country, and not only that, if you got a job, not so stable. So, I was lucky enough, thanks to the tribe, thanks to the Seminoles.
The Seminoles estimate table games, blackjack specifically, make up about 30% of the play in their casinos. The portion of the compact that lets the tribe offer blackjack has expired. And if the new compact isn't approved, officials say they could end up having to shut the tables down. That means workers like Rodriguez could lose their jobs. And Seminole Gaming president and CEO Jim Allen says the reach of the table game shutdown could go even further. For example, he says the jobs of workers at upscale casino restaurants could be cut as well.
You know, a lot of the table game customers, they are traditionally, not just in our operations, but throughout the United States, they are traditionally comped more than, say, a slot customer. Don't get me in trouble with slot customers, but the reality is that's the ripple effect.
Allen says table game customers are a different clientele. And he says before the tribe could offer the games, it didn't have all the restaurants it does now. If the new compact gets legislative approval, the Seminoles will be allowed to continue banked card games such as blackjack and will add craps and roulette to their current offerings. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Regan McCarthy.